Oh my God, did you see my nails this week? I just got done.
Where'd you go? Oh my God, they're so pretty.
I went to the salon.
Oh yeah?
And I got cats put on them.
Cats?
Yeah.
What kind of cats?
All different kinds of cats.
I have lots of cats. I love all the cats.
I love all the cats too.
Let's go get our hair done.
Okay, can we get it in the shape of a cat?
Yeah, but let's do some facials tonight first.
Oh my God, okay.
Okay.
Bye.
Bye. Do we take out the garbage we can send face? One test, two mics, a couple cats, just you and me, son, talking face to face. Oh yeah. Do we take out the garbage we can send face? One test, two mics, a couple cats, just you and me, son, talking face to face. Oh yeah. So after we take out the garbage, we can sit in the basement. Yeah.
One desk, two mics, and a couple cats. Just you and me. Sitting talking face to face. Oh yeah.
Oh yeah.
Yeah.
Oh yeah.
No.
Oh yeah.
That's not.
Oh yeah.
That doesn't fit the theme for the night, Devin.
Maybe. I don't know. Maybe some girls are into Macho Man or the Kool-Aid Man or whatever I was just doing.
Macho Man? I mean, I'm into Slim Jims.
Are you?
Yeah, I love Slim Jims.
What do you like to do to Slim Jims?
Put them in Bloody Marys.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah, I use them as the mixing stick.
You know what I like to do to Slim Jims?
Snap them.
Snap into them.
Snap into them.
Duh.
Yeah. No, I do... So I guess, all right, it works. You can pretend to be Macho Man.
Yeah.
What's his name?
Randy Savage.
Randy Savage. Randy Macho Man Savage.
By the way, Brian still wins Macho Man Randy Savage.
He does. He wins that.
Of the decade.
All the time.
Yeah.
Every day. Yeah. So, tonight... We're going to talk about... There's no guest tonight.
No.
It's just you and me.
Sitting
at a desk with two mics. The cats are outside the room.
Yeah, because fuck them.
They're just doing whatever. They're just out there being cats. Yeah. But we're just sitting talking face to face.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. But tonight, we're going to talk about... Being a girl.
Mm-hmm.
I decided this topic about 4 minutes ago.
Yep.
It was inspired because I received my Birchbox tonight.
Yeah.
In the mail.
And a Birchbox. Can I try to explain what a Birchbox is?
Yeah. Go. You.
All right. You tell me if I'm right.
I'll tell you if you're wrong.
Okay. Hey, there you go. Tell me if I'm wrong. So Birchbox is a sort of a surprise mail order item where they give you makeup and floral scented things like perfumes, I guess, or like products that you might otherwise use on your skin or just in general as a girl.
Yeah, there is actually a Birchbox for men too.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, they have a male version, but it is a monthly subscription box. And they send you samples of makeup and skincare products so you can try them before you buy. They're usually very expensive products.
Yeah.
So that way, you know, so you don't have to go out and just buy a $65 face cream. You can try it.
So these are all expensive products.
Most of them.
Okay.
Yeah. They will throw in some like cheaper ones, but still, they're all samples.
Okay.
And it's just kind of nice. And it's only $10 a month.
Yeah.
So
you consider
the sample itself
is
probably like $10.
So it's like if you like to try different things, products like that.
Yeah.
Okay.
And if you just don't really know what you like.
Mm-hmm.
Then this will help you. I also subscribe to another one called Ipsy.
Yeah.
And that comes in a makeup bag. So Birchbox actually comes in a box.
Mm-hmm.
I have it in front of me right here. But Ipsy comes in a makeup bag.
Yeah.
And then that is kind of the same thing. They're more makeup based.
Yeah.
And they only have, it's only for girls. I mean, guys too, if you want to wear makeup.
Okay.
But they do some skincare, but it's mostly like you'll get lip glosses and mascaras, so what, shit like that.
What's in this one?
This one. Okay. So I'm really excited about this one because they gave me lots of expensive things.
Yeah. How many things come in a box usually?
Five.
Five?
You get five things.
Every time, five.
Yes.
Okay.
Unless they're doing some weird promotion where they're like, hey, you get an extra sample and you might be able to choose it.
Oh, okay.
But otherwise, it's a surprise every time.
I gotcha.
They send you an email a couple days before it's supposed to arrive and you can click on it and it'll tell you what's in the box, but you don't, so they don't tell you in the email. You have to like go to the link. So that way, if you don't want to know what's in your box, you don't have to see it.
Ah, I see.
So this one, I didn't even know I was getting it. I thought I was getting it in like 2 weeks. So I'm really excited about this. Uh-huh. So the first thing I got was a hair oil for like a heat protectant.
Mm-hmm.
It's normally $28
okay.
for the full size.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know how much like a sample would be, but that's like, that's a pretty good, this is going to last me like a year.
Oh, really?
For the sample.
Wait, what is it?
It's oil, hair oil.
So what, you just put it in like after you take a shower or something? Or?
Yes, it's a heat protectant. And it also, you can put it on dry hair and it'll like get rid of your frizz.
But you wouldn't use it every day.
I wouldn't because I don't do that crap to my hair. This one I'm super excited about. I think it's pronounced Kiehl's.
Uh-huh.
I'm not really sure because I'm not that fancy.
Uh-huh.
But it is the Super Multi Corrective Cream. This is $65 for a full size jar, which full size probably means like a 2 ounce jar.
And how big is that?
Not big. This is 0.25 ounces.
Oh, okay.
This little sample here. Okay. This, and like I said, this is probably, if you just wanted to buy this, it's probably like $10 alone.
Oh, wow.
So I'm really excited to try that because this brand is expensive.
What is it?
It's a moisturizer.
Oh, okay.
But it has lots of stuff in it and it's supposed to make your face look nice. I got a eyeshadow stick.
Yeah.
So it's like a lip gloss, but it's for your eyelids. This is only normally $10 for a big one.
What if you used it on your lips?
Don't. You'll look stupid.
What?
Because it's gonna be like dry, and like weird.
Oh, okay. And you're gonna be looking like you got colored chippy chaps.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah.
This one is a sugar texturizing spray for your hair.
Yeah.
It is to create perfectly undone, soft, beachy waves.
Hey, why do you want it undone?
So you don't look like you did your hair. You're just like, oh, my hair looks like this. Like
all the time.
All the time. I didn't have to do anything to it.
Does it look like...
I woke up like this.
Does it make a gentle breeze go through your hair?
Yeah. Like it comes with the breeze.
Wow. Weird.
And this, a full size, is $22.
Yeah. I could just walk around with a fan.
You could. But...
And then...
I mean,
it'd be
harder.
Yeah.
And then I also got a sample of a perfume, which is my first perfume sample.
Uh-huh.
But they're like little sprays. This will probably last me like a while because I don't wear perfume every day. But it is Tokyo Milk Dark.
Yeah.
And the scent is Novocaine.
That sounds more like a drug.
They name Tokyo Milk names their perfumes really weird.
Yeah.
So.
Okay.
Yeah.
Right.
But this is warm notes of spicy Thai pepper and smoky frankincense with velvety vanilla orchid. And this is normally $43.
Damn. You know, I would like to get a cologne, but I think that, I don't know. So this runs very contrary. If you're related to me and you're my sister, you'll know that I used to hate cologne back in the day. But that's also when I used to stink. And
the cologne would just like mix with your stink.
Yeah.
And it would just be
maybe.
Like...
Maybe. I don't know. Ugh. Well, that, and then I think I was also just opposed to like, I don't know, like, you know, all the jocks and bullshit, you know, would do that shit. And I was like... anti that, but it doesn't matter. I mean, you know, basically I want a good cologne now, but all the good cologne, all the reasonably scented colognes,
they're expensive.
I agree.
Yeah. And that's why. Yeah. And that's why cheap cologne smells terrible.
Yeah.
Because it's cheap.
Yeah. And Axe, I tried that for a while and nope, it wasn't.
No, it's just too strong. It does not matter how much you put on.
Yeah.
You could put on the fastest,
Yeah.
And it still smells like you just sprayed your whole body from head to toe for a whole minute. Just like,
yeah.
Like,
yeah.
It doesn't matter. There's no in between with Axe.
It's like crazy.
It's crazy. And
the
scents I think are nice,
uh-huh.
but they're always too overpowering.
I used to know a fella who, instead of all that stuff, he just used Glade or Febreze.
Does he have cancer now?
No.
Are you sure?
Yeah. He's a happily married gent.
Oh, that's good. I hope he still isn't using Glade as his cologne. No. You're going to tell me who it is afterwards.
I will.
And then I'm going to ask his wife.
He may or may not. No, don't. No, we're not about. No, we're not about busting people out. Well, I don't know. Maybe he doesn't care. But you know who? If he's listening, he knows who he is. Maybe, maybe not.
It's someone that might listen.
Yeah, maybe.
Okay. You'll tell me later.
Okay.
We'll just let you guys just guess who it is. You'll be like, "Is it me?
Yeah."
Did I do that?
Did I used to do that?
I could have.
Yeah. Anyways. Yeah.
Anyways. So yeah, being a girl.
Whoa, before we, let's do a little drinky.
Okay, because this is girl themed too.
Okay. All right. Here we go.
Girls.
I wash this glass very well.
Whatever. Whatever's in the beer will kill it.
Yeah.
So the top of your beer can is black.
Yep.
And so I thought there was no top to it. And I'm like, what the fuck did we just buy?
No, because it's
that's kind of cool.
Yeah, because it's like a yellow jacket.
Oh, I get it.
Yeah.
His beer has honey in it.
Yep.
But yellow jackets don't make honey.
You're right. But it's the, it's what, you know, it's what people think.
Right. Well, because they're yellow and black. And so are honeybees. I mean, they are.
Yeah.
But yeah.
Okay. Well, so do you want to, I guess you want to pour yours. So
yeah.
I'll explain mine real quick, I guess.
I don't want to smell it yet.
All right.
Mine, I mean.
Sure. So the one that I have,
listen,
brewed by, that's a nice sound. Ooh, even got the little glug at the end. So this is brewed by Short Fuse. They're from Schiller Park in Illinois, which is right by O'Hare, apparently, is what we found out. It's called B33, BEE-33. It is a triple IPA and triple dry hopped with honey. And it is, for what it is, well, I guess if it's a triple IPA, you know, it's going to be a little higher gravity, but it's 11%, so it's pretty high gravity.
This shit's going to be hoppy.
Yeah, well, and I wonder if some of that is owed to, or some of the high gravity is owed to the honey. But yeah, it's going to be hoppy.
It just smells like an IPA.
Yeah, well, it's, I mean, triple dry hopped.
The can says, "Some may say that we make too many IPAs. Well, for them, we made this mammoth triple, our biggest one yet."
It's like John Tesh when he's like, "For all those people who think I'm a germaphobe, did you know that you can get germs from forks?" You know, like that kind of shit.
Yeah.
It's like, wait a minute.
How is it?
It is. So definitely, I think I'm impressed.
Okay, it smells like an IPA.
Yeah.
Like, I would not be able to pick this out against any other IPA by smell alone.
Right. Very hoppy.
Okay. Let's try it.
Yeah. Yeah.
It's not as hoppy.
Yeah.
It's not bitter.
It's not super bitter.
Yep. It is very hoppy, though.
Yeah. The
but it's not bitter.
Yeah. How would you describe the hop smell?
Mm-hmm.
I would say a little bit floral. and a little bit earthy. Actually, more floral than earthy.
I'm really bad at talking about hops. So, because right now the only hop I can pick out,
mm-hmm.
out of this beer, but in general, is Citra.
Mm-hmm.
Otherwise, all other hops taste the same to me.
Yeah.
But, okay. But I say that's a win. I could probably drink that. I might make a face once it starts to get really warm. But
well, and it's a little sweet at the end. It's not like the honey or honey malt or whatever they're using. It takes the edge off. But what do you have?
I have a cider tonight. So I felt like being girly.
Yeah.
So I got a rosé cider. So the can is this really pretty light pink color.
Yeah.
So then I also went to Mary's Market and I got a pink flower cookie. I'm going to eat with it.
All kinds of pink.
So it looks like a rosé wine.
Yeah.
That's exactly what it looks like. So I'm going to smell it.
It does look like a rosé.
It smells like a rosé, but maybe a little stinkier. So that might be the cider part.
Yeah, yeah.
It smells like it's going to be dry.
Look at this. 100% Michigan apples.
It's actually pretty good. It tastes exactly like a rosé mixed with apple cider. A hard apple cider.
Did you see that it's blended with a barrel-aged cider?
No, I didn't.
Huh. Well,
it's actually pretty good.
Yeah. Only 150 calories. Is that a lot?
It's like a can of Coke. Oh. But it has only 2 grams of sugar.
Oh. Let me try this.
I think you'll like it. Good, a success. I'm taking my cookie out of the bag.
It is a little funky smelling, but yeah.
It's not funky tasting, though.
No. Mm-mm.
I would say...
It's, yeah, not too tart.
If I thought it was just a rosé wine,
uh-huh.
I would think it'd be... There's something wrong with it.
Mm-hmm.
But the cider, you know, it's like... You're like, oh, okay, that makes sense.
And there's also this thing on here that says proper farmhouse cider. So I wonder if that has something to do with it. that's really good. Yeah. You know, and then it says it contains sulfites, and I don't know is that a normal thing, I wonder, with...
For wine it is.
Yeah, but for ciders? Or is it mixed with rosé?
It might be just mixed.
And maybe that's where the sulfites are? I don't know. Any hoser.
It doesn't really have a description.
No. I also have this other Tyranema beer. It's a double IPA brewed with honey. And it's called Brewers Gone Wild. It's part of the series called Brewers Gone Wild. But it's called Bawling the Queen.
I want Tom. My boss's name is Tom. And he has bees. But there's like a little guy. Excuse me. There's a little man on the bottle that's a bee. But then he has a man face. And I think Tom should get a tattoo of that.
Oh.
Where it'll be his face.
Does he have any tattoos?
He does.
Oh.
Is
it like a Tweety bird?
No, but I'm going to tell him you said that.
Okay.
No, it's this, do you remember this weird skateboard brand from the early 90s where it was like, I'm pretty sure this is what it is. It's like a weird, like, zombie looking guy.
Mm.
And he's like all bubbly and he's like, but he's like on a skateboard.
It doesn't ring a bell.
I want to say it was like Psycho Skateboards or something like that.
Oh, okay.
And that's, he has that logo, but anytime anyone sees it, they're like, oh God, get that covered up, because it's like really old it was like an ugly thing to begin with.
Yeah.
I have not seen it personally. It's like on his back. So I'd have to see him shirtless, which would be weird.
Yeah. Yeah.
But I'm actually kind of surprised he just hasn't taken his shirt off like in his office, like for no fucking reason.
Well, I don't know. Maybe the next time Shithouse plays.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Gotta get some shit house.
Gotta get some shit house.
That's my boss's band that Dave is unofficially in, because he's never played with them, but he keeps saying that Dave's in the band.
Yes.
Our name is Shit House.
I love Shit House. So being a girl, you know, I'll say,
yeah.
I think we've talked about this, the time that I was a girl for Halloween that one time.
Well, you've been a girl for Halloween twice,
yeah,
at least.
Yeah, at least twice. Yeah, but the first time.
Wait, that was just your costume was being a girl.
Yeah, yeah, that is just that. You're right. So I was, I just went to what's it called? The Goodwill.
Mm-hmm.
And grabbed a dress. I was a 13, I believe, at the time. Or 11? Mm-hmm. I don't know. Anyways, I had long hair, so you helped me straighten it.
Mm-hmm.
And
it wasn't like long. It was like curly. So it came to your ears when it was curly.
Yeah.
So you had kind of like an Asian fro. So we straightened it out. So it kind of came down to like, you kind of had Tina Belcher hair.
Yeah. A little bit. I did. And I wore makeup.
Mm-hmm. Way to put eyeliner on you.
God, that's a lot of work. But all right, I will say nowadays that I just do a little bit more for myself. I spend a lot more time now. I probably only still half the time that I spent being a girl.
Yeah, that's true. But yeah, I remember that. It was like this really 70s dress.
Yeah.
Made me think of Cher.
Yeah.
That was another thing. I always wanted us to be Sunny and Cher for Halloween.
Oh, yeah.
But you be Cher and I'll be Sunny.
Yeah.
Because you're tall and I'm short.
Yeah.
We can still do it. You can have a beard.
Yeah. Okay. No.
Who cares?
Who cares? I keep thinking about shaving it, too.
Do it. I honestly don't care anymore.
I know. I don't know.
Just don't make it a goatee.
Okay. Just a soul patch, then. There's some eyeballs looking at me.
You either have a full beard,
uh-huh,
or a completely clean face.
What is
not even just a mustache.
Okay. Are you sure?
Sorry, yes.
What about a Fu Manchu?
Yeah, no, you can't have that.
That's rude.
You know what?
Huh.
I don't care. I gotta look at you every day. You don't have to look at yourself all the time.
I gotta look at you every day.
And, you know, I'm really trying hard to grow this beard. But it's not happening.
Well,
and I'm trying.
What's the least favorite thing to put on your face?
All of it.
Yeah?
If I looked good without makeup, I wouldn't wear it. But I gotta wear it or else people are like, oh, are you sick?
Oh, do they do that?
Yeah. I heard that happens with like a lot of girls though. Mm. So yeah, I don't like to put on any of it.
Hmm.
It's all annoying.
Really? So there's, so what's the easiest thing to do then in that case?
Foundation.
Or you just like put it on your cheeks and just kind of rub it in?
Just put it all over my face and rub it in.
I see. So what is it? So let me see if this order is correct. It's like foundation, right? And then blush.
Mm-hmm.
And then do you do eyeliner? No, you don't.
Sometimes I did eyeliner today.
Mascara after eyeliner.
Yes. Okay. Mascara always comes after eyeliner.
Eyebrows. What do you do for eyebrows?
I have an eyebrow powder. It's like an eyeshadow, but for your eyebrows.
And then that comes in just around that same time or before or after?
Okay, so this is the order.
Yeah.
So moisturizer, of course.
Yeah.
Primer, uh-huh, if I'm feeling ambitious. Foundation.
What does the primer do?
It like fills in your pores, so you got like a super smooth finish.
Oh, okay.
And also helps your makeup stay on longer.
Okay.
So primer. Foundation.
Uh-huh.
Cream blush.
Hmm.
Powder to set it.
Mm-hmm.
Eyelid primer. So when you put on your eyeshadow, it doesn't crease.
Okay.
So eyeshadow after that. Eyebrows. Mascara. Eyeliner before mascara. I rarely do eyeliner though. So mascara.
Mm-hmm.
And then powder blush and bronzer, if I'm going to use bronzer that day.
Is bronzer just over the blush and everything? Or
no, it's next to it.
Okay.
They don't go on top of each other. They go next to each other.
Gotcha.
Different parts of the face.
I see. Is it to like make
you... To make you look sun-kissed. I see. You've been in the sun.
Okay.
So you put it on... You put it along your hairline on your forehead. You put it under your cheekbones. And then you put it along your jawline.
So would darker girls use bronzer too?
They do.
Okay.
Yeah, because you can... They come shimmery.
Uh-huh.
They make... So someone with a darker skin tone won't necessarily wear a darker bronzer.
Mm-hmm.
But they might wear something that's maybe more like gold toned.
I see.
So it like pops out more.
Well.
But yet I mean, from watching videos, that's what I know. I don't know personally because I don't have a darker skin tone. But like for me, it's like a light brown is what I use.
Have you, when is the first time you wore makeup then?
I don't know. It was maybe like 13, 12 or 13.
Really?
I was really bad at it.
I imagine that's just how all
because you don't because you're probably using your mom's makeup and you're not the same color as your mom probably because you know you're a little kid so ever like when I first started wearing makeup it was really orangey and you could see like a line where to like where I stopped putting it on my face and so like my neck wouldn't have any now I know you gotta blend it all but
I see.
So it looked really bad.
So with your friends or whatever, that it was the same with them, you suppose? So like 12-ish, like preteen, teen.
So like girls, when I was like 12 to like 14, are not the same as girls today that are 12 to 14.
Oh.
Because girls today that are like in that age range, they look 18 to 21. I don't know what the fuck. Why... I don't like the whole routine I just described, like a 12-year-old is doing too.
No.
Why they need to contour their face, I don't fucking know.
Yeah.
But they're doing like more elaborate.
Oh.
Like they're painting their lips on and I'm like,
don't they have apps for that?
What do you mean?
Don't you feel like they should be able to sell like a makeup applicator and you just like stick your face in it and it just does it. It like just takes like, you know, 5 minutes and it just does it.
Oh, so you didn't mean like a phone app.
Yeah. Well, I mean, I guess I did.
Because there's like a Snapchat filter that like makes it look like you have makeup on. I'm not kidding. It like makes it so it looks like you have like the perfect like winged eyeliner and fucking lipstick and shit.
And then you can just glue a picture of that to your face.
Yeah.
And then that'll be good.
Okay. So, but yeah. It's not the same.
Have you ever had someone apply makeup to your face?
Uh-huh. Lots of times.
Oh, for like special occasions only or?
Yeah, like our wedding.
Okay.
I didn't do my own makeup.
Who did your makeup?
Nikki.
Oh, okay.
But I had all my makeup custom made.
Oh.
So it was, it matched my skin perfectly.
Wow.
It cost a lot of money and I only used it that day. And then I threw it away like 6 years later.
Oh, just because like you're like, oh, I got to save this for a special occasion. Yeah,
but you can't like makeup goes bad within like months.
Okay.
So.
Yeah. So you just, okay, I get it.
Yeah.
I mean, I get it.
I'm like, I'm not putting this shit on my face. And it wasn't even the same color anymore. Because of course, before our wedding, I went tanning and everything. So I was tan.
Yeah.
And now I'm not tan. So, yeah.
Well,
which sucks. So I threw away like. $200 worth of makeup.
How come? Is it? Maybe this is just the wrong perception that I have here. But like guys, right? They like, I would say typically guys, you know, enjoy looking at a naked woman. Like you, like a dude could be like, wow. Like she's like, wow, take off your clothes, you know, kind of.
You're like, whoa, naked.
But when I think of girls looking at naked guys, it's more like shock. It's not like, oh my gosh, wow, look at that penis.
You know, I think you're right.
Yeah.
Because I don't feel like if I see like a naked dude like in a movie or something, I'm just like, oh, hey, I'm always like, oh, penis.
Yeah, yeah.
Like, yeah, I don't know. I feel like it, whereas, but at the same time, though, if I see, like, an attractive naked woman in a movie,
yeah,
I'm even like, oh, hey, yeah, she looked good. Okay.
All right.
You know?
Yeah.
It's just the beauty of the female body. And then there's dudes.
Yeah. And then there's dudes.
With their penises.
They serve a purpose. And then that's...
Yeah.
Okay.
I mean...
Like, well, I imagine there's some guys, like, I hear, like, girls talk about, ooh, look at his butt, or, you know, whatever.
Yeah, I feel like that's different. Because I was going to say, I feel like, I don't know, like, there, you know, of course, there's, like, actors that are, like, you know, I got a super girl boner for.
Okay, yeah.
But it's like, I honestly don't want to see Ryan Gosling's penis.
Oh, okay.
Because then what if it's disappointing?
That's
which
that's
it probably will be.
That's why you don't want to see Ryan's...
But I would see him naked from behind. I would look at his butt. Huh. But I don't want to see... I want to see the front of him, mm-hmm. but I want it cut off right before his penis starts. Like, right before.
Really?
Yeah. I have zero interest in seeing his penis.
That's weird.
But I want to see everything else.
Hmm. That's
I also don't want to see like it like tucked in. That's gross. That's
whoa, weird. wait, why would he tuck it in? What?
No, because I don't know. I feel like I'm saying like I wouldn't mind seeing him naked if there was just no penis.
Okay.
It's not that. I just want that whole area just like blocked out.
Huh.
From like the pubic region to yeah. like the very top of the thigh. Just black it out.
So what So you're afraid, to get to the bottom of this, you're afraid of being disappointed?
Yeah. Well, because it's like these like famous guys that are like super attractive. They have like
yeah.
an 18 pack, you know,
like
and then you're like, oh, your penis looks like everyone else's.
Oh, well.
Like, I feel like their penis, huh. like they should have the most magnificent penis I've ever seen.
Well, what would a
I don't even know.
Yeah.
I don't know. Maybe Alexander Skarsgård's penis? I don't know.
Have you seen it?
No.
Really?
I haven't. Who's seen it?
I think I've seen Alexander Skarsgård's penis. I swear it.
I'm Googling that.
I swear it's in like some commercial or like from...
They don't put penises in commercials.
In like...
like in Sweden?
Sweden. Or what is it? Where?
He's from Sweden.
Sweden. Or whatever.
I don't
swear.
Know. I'm going to look it up. All right. But, yeah. I just don't. But at the same time,
go,
I think it's just going
to
be.
If you're listening to this, put a Facebook message either on our Facebook or on Haley's Facebook and tell her about Alexander Skarsgård's penis.
Just tell me about a beautiful penis that you've seen.
Yeah. Just a beautiful penis.
But I don't want it to be like your boyfriend or something. That'd be weird because I probably know him. I'd probably hang out with him and I'd be like, oh my God, I heard he has a beautiful penis. Now I gotta see it. just so I can be like, oh yeah. Okay. Good job.
Okay.
Yeah. Right. But it has to be like a famous person's penis.
It can't just be like just some guy's magnificent penis.
Well, I mean, I guess I don't want it to be a friend of mine.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
Don't,
I gotcha.
If I'm friends with your boyfriend or husband, don't tell me about his penis. You probably don't want to tell me about his penis. That's fine. I'm not asking about it.
Yeah. She just wants to see a magnificent penis. This
yeah,
is a call
like
for all magnificent penises.
One that I don't know.
Which?
The attached person.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So,
But like butts, I've seen like magnificent butts, at least like, you know, like on TV or movies.
I think the only appropriate title for this episode is A Beautiful Penis. I think it has to be.
I'm going to go back to butts.
Okay.
I think one of the best butts I've ever seen.
Yeah.
Was, he's on the Bears and it was like, I think it's
the Bears.
Derek something or something Derek. I don't know.
Bo Derek.
It's not. Bo Derek is a woman.
Bo Jackson.
No, David, shut up.
Yes.
No, but somehow, like, he was, like, running, and then, like, someone went to tackle him, but they just pulled down his pants.
Oh.
And then you just saw his butt.
Oh.
And it was just like, oh.
Was
hello.
It, is it Derek Hester? Is that the
yeah,
guy?
Maybe it was Derek Hester.
Okay.
This is like a, I mean, it was a few years ago. It wasn't like several years ago.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah. And I remember like watching, like, I think I was like watching it with my dad. And I was like, oh, can we rewind that? That's like, a, it was one of the few times yeah. that I was actually at my parents' house and my dad's watching a Bears game. And I was like, oh, what are you doing? And then that happened. I was like,
yeah.
Oh, I'm going to start watching football.
All right. So, this is another thing. It's funny that you bring this up because when, all right, let's take this example. You went to see 50 Shades of Grey, right?
Oh, man.
Well, I guess it was like weird.
Well, because I went with my mom,
mm-hmm.
your mom, and your aunt.
Yeah.
So my mom and your aunt are both like ladies who are like, heyo, but. And then there's your mom, who's the sweetest first grade teacher. And she's just like, oh, I just don't know about this. Oh no.
Yeah.
Like the whole time, I think I heard her say, oh dear, like 70 times.
Yeah. Well, yeah,
I was sat in between her and my mom. And then your aunt was next to your mom, but I was just like,
yeah.
Oh God, this is so awkward.
See, now if I were to see like striptease, I could see myself seeing that with like friends, like buddies of mine.
Mm-hmm.
But I don't think I would ever go like, I wouldn't be like, hey dad, hey uncle, let's go watch striptease. Like, you know what I mean? Like, or maybe it's just how we, I guess like some guys could do that if like you're just
yeah.
messing around.
Now have you ever accidentally watched an uncomfortable, like sexually themed movie
oh, yes.
with your sibling, but oh. it was like on accident? You're like, you didn't know, and you're like, oh fuck.
Not with my sister, no.
Yeah, I watched the movie Secretary with my brother.
No. Oh. Yeah. Okay.
It was weird. I was probably like 15.
By the way, what do you think Jake Gyllenhaal thought of that movie?
I hope he didn't see it. I really hope not.
He's like, God damn it. I didn't want to see. Why did you invite me,
yeah.
Maggie?
You didn't tell me your boobs were in your bushes out.
Yeah,
it's all boobs and bush and bondage. That's like the description of the movie. Secretary, boobs, bush, bondage.
3 B's.
Yeah. But yeah, I watched that with my brother Grant.
Oh wow. Yeah, that's
I don't
weird.
Know why.
Yeah.
I'm sure maybe I don't know.
Yeah. I inadvertently watched the movie Kids with my dad. That was yeah, not good. Don't do that.
Don't do that.
Unless you're no, just don't do that.
Mm-mm. Just don't watch the movie Kids.
Yeah. Oh, also, yeah.
Have you ever seen the movie Gummo?
No.
Don't.
Okay.
It's gross. Yeah. I watched that with Grant, too. Grant was into, like, well, I wouldn't say Secretary. That doesn't fit in this category. But Grant was, like, into, like, gross-out movies.
Yeah.
So Gummo is a gross-out movie.
Yeah.
What's it called? Oh, fuck. I can't think of it. But it's, like, this, like, really awkward, like, nerdy girl.
Yeah.
Oh, Welcome to the Dollhouse.
Okay.
Do you never see that either? That's like a kind of a gross out movie. She's like a nerdy girl.
Okay.
Who kind of befriends like this, like the bad boy on the street.
Mm-hmm.
But he's also like semi-retarded. But she like loses, I think, if I'm remembering right, I could be remembering
wrong. Welcome to the Dollhouse.
Yeah, but she like loses her virginity to him.
Yeah, yeah.
But they're like 15.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know. It's just kind of a gross movie, though. Because she's like, you'd recognize the actress. I can't think of her name.
Like gross or awkward or both?
Both.
Okay.
I say Kids, Gummo, and Welcome to the Dollhouse are, I would put those three movies in the same category.
Hmm.
They all may have been rated X.
Mm-hmm. I think Kids was not rated,
or at least NC-17. You know, that's worse than R, right?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Okay. Yeah.
The The Ice Storm, that's a really weird movie. It might not have nudity, but there's definitely like sexual overtones with like young kids. But it's like, you'd have to see the movie to see the context. It's really weird.
That's what I think. Blue Lagoon's weird.
Blue Lagoon.
I saw that with my mom.
Okay. Yeah.
And I'm like, wait, she's like 12.
Yeah. It's Brooke Shields, right?
Brooke Shields, which is even weirder because she's super hot.
Yeah, yeah.
But, and I think even she was only like 15.
Yeah, she was
when
really
they did
young.
The movie. She's topless the whole time.
Yeah.
But yeah, she's only supposed to be like 12 or 13. Yeah, they do it. She gets pregnant and it's like.
Yeah, she doesn't she like have her kid like out in the, it's fucked up.
They're deserted on an island.
Right, right. Yeah. But I mean like they're. There's a time where she's pregnant or something, and they're sort of having an argument for a while. I don't know.
Probably. I don't know. But, yeah, it's weird.
Yeah. Oh, speaking of awkward things with your siblings, ever tell you about the inadvertent double date that I went on with? I guess I won't name any names, but...
You can call them something else. Like... Schmether.
Schmether.
And Blob.
Schmether and Blob. All right, I'll
you know,
say
because if their real names were Heather and Bob.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah. Actually, that's just an example. Yeah. I don't know what their real names are.
Their real names are not that, but I'm going to use those names.
Okay.
So my sister's friend Schmether, or my friend Blob, was into my sister's friend Schmether. And he's like, hey.
Wait. They were on a date and then you and your sister.
Yeah, we were like the go-betweens. And
went on a date with your sister.
And the crazy thing was that it was like so, and like, I don't know how we didn't realize this, but like in the middle of this whole thing, my sister and I were like, what the hell? Just what the hell? Sarah, can you back me up on this? You have to remember this. But we went to a movie, and then I think we went to get something to eat. And, like, Blob was, like, totally into Schmether.
I thought you were going to say your sister was with Blob, and you were with Schmether.
No.
In a normal world,
no,
that would have been
This is more fucked up. Yep, this is more fucked up. But even then, that would have been weird.
Even though it's weird that I watched Secretary with my brother,
yeah,
I never went on a date with him.
Yeah, see that? Well, and like I said, that like we totally didn't mean for it to be this way. Like, I think when we were planning it, my friend Blob, he's like, hey man, you want to go see a movie with, you know, Schmether? And then Sarah's like, oh, I guess Schmether wants to go see this movie. And then they're like, oh, I guess we're all going together.
We're all going.
Yeah. And then it's like Blob and Schmether.
Did they like make out during the movie?
Trying to hook up. I don't think they kissed or did anything like that.
That's good. That'd make it even weirder.
Yeah. And I don't remember the movie either. But I just remember.
From my experience, if you went to the movies with a boy.
Yeah.
And then you were with another couple and they were making out. You're like, I guess we got to make out.
Yeah, you're obligated.
But it was your sister, so I'm really glad that that didn't happen.
Yeah, no, it was super awkward. Sarah, it was super awkward, right? Yep.
Yep, she's answering.
Yeah. So, what else?
I don't know. I think that's it.
Okay. Being a girl.
That's all about being a girl.
Yeah, sorry, that last part didn't really have anything to do with it.
The smell of this cider rosé does not match the taste at all, and it's kind of fucking with me.
Oh, I like the smell. Just for the smell of it. What is that from?
I don't know.
That's from
It's from a Salt and Pepper song.
Yeah, yeah. Okay, you know.
Yeah.
All right. Well,
Shoop.
Shoop. Can you close us out with the rap of that? Shoop a doop, shoop a doop.
I know it if the song's playing. I know like every word to that song.
Shit.
I have to think about what the first line is. Yeah. I can think of the first line of the second verse.
Okay, start from there.
No.
Oh,
why? I'm too embarrassed.
Oh.
It's, no, I can't do it. Okay. I'm not doing it. I'll do it for you. I'll give you a private show.
All right, well then, I guess we'll just talk to you whenever, in another month or whatever we do.
Whenever, someday.
Yeah. Okay.
Someday. You know, it's like a monster truck show, but it's our podcast.
Yeah, and we're lazier.
Yeah.
Okay. All right, we'll talk to you guys.
Okay.
Hey, yeah, bye.
Goodbye.
Wow.